It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our Friday show. My name's Larry London. We are Border Crossings, here for an hour of requests and dedications. We'll have a band coming and joining us in just a few minutes. Free Throw, they're on the road for their new album, and they'll stop by and say hi, so hang around for a bit. It's Border Crossings, and we'll start it off with this request from Ethiopia. Henok asked us to play Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic.
Tonight.
London alongside for a Friday. If you want to join our show, call 202-619-2077. We're here for the hour in downtown D.C., and we always take requests by phone. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and say hello to us on the Facebook page. A lot of people checking in today at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I heard from a new listener named Yara Azuma, who is attuned in Ghana to 98.1 FM. Samra Nashif is listening to us as well today, so hello. And Karuna Kantapal checked in from Kolkata. So we're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings today. Eddie and Habu Mugisha said, it's a great day, and I'm listening to 104.3 FM. And he listens in Rwanda. Ernest Pevers also in Nigeria listening to 95 FM. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We've got a birthday request from Duke Mark Lightcastle, who said it's a birthday request. On Friday, it's my birthday. So happy birthday to you, Duke. And here's your request. This is Katy Perry on Border Crossings, a song called Birthday.
It's Katy Perry, and you're listening to my dude, Larry London.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. My hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Crossings, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, and it helps when you can sing out loud, too. And that's a request from Feyre, who's in Kuwait. And in Kuwait, it's 96.9 FM on a Friday. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I also want to say hello to Cletus, who checked in, Mohammed in Sierra Leone, Ephraim said hi from Ethiopia on Shegar FM 102.1, and we heard from Yannick, who said hello today from Romania. So everybody's checking in. We're waiting to hear from you. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's where you can check in on our Facebook page. Free throw coming up in a few minutes. Here's a request for Adam in Kenya for Lady Antebellum. This is Border Crossings.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good. She grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and a wild, wild whisper blows
Crossings. They are Lady Antebellum, and that is called American Honey by request. I'm Larry London. Hang around. We're just a few minutes away from Free Throw, who are in our studio and on tour. Let's check out a new tune from their new album. Here's Free Throw with Open Window.
Showed me what men were truly made of, and that's what I'm afraid of. Now that I'm older, I've been growing closer with him. He showed me redemption. Help me forgive him for leaving. I've been staring out my window, thinking about what I'm made of, and how I'm afraid of myself. But I'm
Hi, my name's Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. And on today's show, it's a Nashville-based punk emo band who are on the road for their debut album, which is called Bear Your Mind. They're here in D.C. for a show tonight, and I'd like to welcome to our studios Free Throw. Nice to have you guys here.
How's it going, Larry?
Thanks for having us.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming in. I know it's early for a band to come on the radio at this this hour and do the morning interview stuff and performance thing. Now, how about the new album? You've put out a couple of EPs.
We actually have one LP before this on a smaller record label, but this is our first actual like big release, I would say. But it's I love the album, and it's been out for a little bit now, but it's really cool to like finally put out something that sounds good and sounds nice and wasn't recorded in a basement, you know, kind of thing.
And you guys have been together, I guess, 6 years now.
Yeah, almost six. Over six, I think.
Yeah, almost seven at this point.
Yeah.
How did you all meet?
Me and Larry met in high school.
Yeah. Whenever I just got out of high school, we were playing in like mutual bands, and then those bands kind of fizzled out near the end, and we're like, hey, we're hanging out and just like, let's start a band. We played so many shows together, so that kind of happened, and fast forward 6 years, and I'm stuck with them.
Started with a couple beers and a couple ideas, you know.
And you were just parked out in front of the building today?
Yeah,
is that
you know,
the,
okay. They just ran up on the street, and I was like, hey, I need a ride, man.
Happen to have a guitar, so you're in.
Yeah. No, it was a similar situation. We played in bands separately together and met that way. So.
And Nashville, is that a thriving punk scene?
At the time, it definitely was. Now it's kind of slowed down a little bit. A lot of the bands from that time have started touring or, you know, have left, and there's just not as many bands coming up. But there's still a punk scene in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's around that time, it was one of my favorite scenes, I think, in the entire United States. It was really fun.
Wow. And I know that the name emo has been applied to your music. And the last time I heard emo was Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco. So, I mean, emo, what does emo mean?
It just means like emotional. Like taking your emotions and just kind of wearing them on your sleeve. That's what I would explain it as. And the kind of emo that we play kind of derives from a little bit of like underground punk emo in the 2000s. There were a lot of bands a lot of people don't know about, like a band called Snowing, a band called Algernon Cattleladder, and like it's just these random bands. Most of them were from Philly, I think.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Philly kind of inspired the scene, I think, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And over the last few years, they had a thing that was like an emo revival, where it's like these old bands were bringing back the sounds of kind of like 90s underground emotional rock. And we kind of just came in from that aspect of it. But we do have the influence from bands like Fall Out Boy and like My Chemical Romance and stuff like that. It's definitely there. The pop sensibilities are definitely there as well. Mm-hmm. But that's what I would explain it as, just emotional music, just pouring your emotions into this song. That's why it's very hard on your sleeve type thing.
Well, I know that, you know, back in the 70s, the underground punk scene was really, you know, Lou Reed and a lot of groups like the Velvet Underground and things were absolutely really, really thriving in New York and whatnot, where punk was the most popular in the United States. What is punk like today?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Punk is it's definitely taken on its like it definitely tends to lean more towards the political side a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's more about just like kind of standing up for what you believe in. It's kind of taken that whole like, you know, like screw you attitude of punk from like the 70s and stuff like that, and just kind of taken a whole new meaning with it, like kind of like screw you, like this is what we believe in, like we're gonna do it, you know. Even if it's something that's, you know, political, or if it's just some like just being yourself. And I think that's what the punk scene's about nowadays. It's really punk in general has become a lot more about standing, like being yourself and having fun.
All right. Well, let's have some fun with Free Throw. We ask if you guys would do a song for us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear some live music. Bear Your Mind is the name of the new album. So if you guys wouldn't mind, what are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a song called Andy and I. We also, along with Bear Your Mind, we also just put out an EP called Missing Pieces that are a few songs from Bear Your Mind, but stripped back to be acoustic, kind of like this.
Oh, cool.
Which is really cool. So it's kind of nice that we had that, because now we know how we can play like acoustic tracks. But yeah, we're going to play a song called Andy and I. And,
is there a story behind this song?
Yeah, this song's actually about medication. I was taking medication for a while for anxiety and for depression. And it was making me feel really just neutral to everything. Mm-hmm. And that's like I ended up going on to a different medication and, you know, doing other things. But the song's just kind of about how it made me feel in that time, and how just, I felt bland to everything.
Well, we're going to talk more about that, because I want to hear more about that as well. So Free Thrower here, and we're going to listen to some live music.
Yeah.
Pieces like a puzzle from the thrift store, left in disarray. Bearing my thoughts are underwhelming. Nothing's ever vibrant. I feel bland and gray. I'm constantly asking myself, what's the difference? It all seems the same, it makes no sense. And I should care. I walk around and I continue to breathe in the air. Where am I? I'm lost and missing pieces, like a puzzle from the thrift store, left in disarray. Bearing
Free Throw, live here on the Border Crossings on the Voice of America. So that would be an acoustic version. You'd get that on the EP.
Yeah.
And the EP's called Missing Pieces.
Missing Pieces, yeah. That's where the title comes from.
Well, it all works together. Isn't that amazing how things come together like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you talked about some struggles that you'd had and things that you're on medication and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
These days, it seems like we're talking a lot about mental health.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Are talking about, I mean, you know, and it's been some tragedies, you know, Chester Bennington and things like that. And Logic came out with suicide prevention, you know, the phone number for the suicide prevention hotline number. So how, and I had Mary Lambert on, and she talked about all the different things she's gone through. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons has talked about his struggles with bipolar disorder and whatnot. Mm-hmm. How has this affected your music career?
I tend to find a way to try and like deal with my problems a lot. So before I started my current medication, and I was on the last, I went off the last medication because of the fact that it made me feel the way the song just talked about. You know, I was starting to drink a lot and like things like that. It was like becoming like a thing where we'd be on tour, and because I would have these anxiety or like depression feelings, like I would drink to be like, okay, hey, I'm going to calm myself down, you know? So like, it was definitely like something, I definitely think I started to overdo it a little bit. Still like to drink. It's fine. Like, it's not like I was like going too crazy, but I definitely think it was making like the anxiety and depression was making touring really hard for me. And so I needed to find a way to, you know, feel better about it. Especially things like riding in a van and with a van and a trailer, and those vans are big, you know. Started thinking about like how vans can crash and stuff like that, you know, just like freaking myself out over you know,
worrying.
So it definitely, like, with it doesn't, it affects the music in the way that I think like I'd write songs, but as for affecting like our band in general, I think it just kind of affected like the touring situation, which is it's really, really tough to be in a different place every day, no stability, especially when you're dealing with like high anxiety issues.
right. So, but the writing must be a release. I mean, the opportunity to write songs is kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, it's absolutely therapeutic. I tell people that a lot when they ask me why I decided to write an album that is very introspective and like kind of about myself. I was like, honestly, that is my therapy. It's my way of getting it out there. You know, if once I write and sing about it, I tend to feel a lot better about it.
And you also talk about writing songs, from what I've read about you, that about body issues.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so can you explain that? You look healthy. You look normal, in my opinion.
I was on a medication at the time that a side effect of the medication was like quick weight gain and a slow metabolism. And I had been, you know, this small guy my entire life, like thin my entire life. And it was somewhere around my mid-20s I started taking this medication, and I gained, I think, almost 100 pounds. And it's not like a super normal side effect. It's like one that kind of only happens to a few people here and there.
Wow.
But yeah, I gained like almost 100 pounds, and it made me just feel uncomfortable in my own skin after being this way for so long.
Sure.
And then now being a different way.
Someone else.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely a lot about just, I felt like I was different. I didn't see myself when I looked in the mirror, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, no, I've lost some weight now. Doing a lot better, trying to stay fit.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. So Bear Your Mind, is this album, this is like your journey. This takes your fans and the listener on your journey.
Absolutely. With our first LP that we did like on a smaller label, it was mainly about a relationship that I'd had. Like the whole record was basically about this relationship that I had that was kind of life-changing, you know. And for this record, I didn't want to write, you know, the breakup song. I didn't want to write, you know, love songs really or anything like that. I wanted to really dive into like who I am as a person and what has gotten me to that point. And kind of just like it was really interesting to pick myself apart, you know, kind of realize all my flaws and all my strong points. And it was definitely a process. But yeah, I wanted to go into more of like just about myself. And that's what the whole album is, basically. It kind of runs and talks about a lot about how I feel about myself as a person and my journey through, you know, learning who I am, I guess.
Well, it's great to have brothers to lean on,
absolutely.
In the tough times.
Actually, our bass player, who isn't here right now, is actually my younger brother.
Oh, really?
So
oh,
I actually have brothers to lean on, yeah.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. Now, how'd you get the name Free Throw? I mean, are you basketball players? Or
We're all sports fans, for sure. Larry's probably the best at basketball out of all of us.
I played in middle school.
Did you?
That was about it.
He goes hard. He goes hard in the paint.
That makes you the best.
That's pretty sad, I would say.
Yeah, he goes hard in the paint. We're all kind of awkward on the court, for sure, but we definitely love sports. We got the name Free Throw. The band had a different name, and another band in Nashville had the same name as us, or they're from the town over, and we didn't realize it, and they just kind of started showing up to shows that we were supposed to play, like, oh hey, we were on the flyer, you know, I guess we're supposed to play, and we're like, no, we're supposed to play, you know.
right.
And so we were just sitting in a restaurant, like, we got to change the name, you know. And my brother was just like, dude, let's just call it Free Throw. And we're just like, all right, that's it. And that's kind of how it came about.
I think a band should call itself Free Beer. You put that on the marquee, place it to be packed every night.
I think I would follow that band around.
That's it. For tonight, Free Beer. Well, we've got Free Throw in our studios here on the Border Crossings today. So would you guys do another song for
us? Yeah, absolutely. This next song is called Weak Tables, which is, it gets its name from pro wrestling. I'm a huge pro wrestling fan.
Are you?
So
Was it The Rock or John Cena? Who would win?
Oh, The Rock. I'm a rock guy for sure.
Oh, you're a rock guy. All right. He just did that with the eyebrow.
But yeah, this song, the name derives from, you know, in professional wrestling, they use things that usually are gimmicked to, you know, like tables will break and stuff like that. They use tables that aren't very strong. And the song is about social anxiety and not like really wanting to go, like, leave your house, that kind of thing. And how, like, you're very, like, frail, almost, like, in the idea of wanting to go. So I thought, you know, calling it weak tables was a very good reference.
Appropriate. All right.
But, yeah.
Free throw.
On the outside, I'm a social butterfly. On the inside, it buries me alive. Barely getting by, scared of getting high. On the thought that anybody with the shovel could save my life. But I don't think that I want them to dig me up, I guess. I was tired of the light, but my eyes have finally had enough of rest. Forget it, I don't know. Forget it, I don't know. On the outside, I'm a social butterfly. But on the inside, I'm stuck in my cocoon. I wake up in the afternoon to my friends lingering around. I tell them see you soon, but I don't think that I ever will. Bring me out, let me spread my wings. But don't be upset if I decide to shed those things and go back inside. Back inside. Dig me up, I guess. Bring me out, lay my head to rest. Dig me up, I guess. Bring me out, lay my head to rest. Forget it, I don't know. Forget it, I don't know. Forget it, I don't know. Forget it, I don't know.
Free throw. Now, listening to the song, I wouldn't think that's about wrestling. No, I'm just sitting here. Where's the connection to wrestling?
Yeah, it's with the idea that the wrestling table is weak when someone throws
it on.
That my ability to interact with people outside
is metaphor.
Kind of weak. Yeah, it's definitely a metaphor.
People have to know.
Yeah, it's kind of I've had to explain that title a lot. I'm kind of used to it.
So Ronda Rousey's now in the world of wrestling. Yeah,
yeah. She is, absolutely.
That's exciting times.
I also use Joan Jett. Licensed for her insurance, which is really awesome.
Well, we're glad you guys are here. I know you're on tour. How's the tour been going?
Awesome. It's been a lot of fun so far.
And what's been the highlight so far for you on this tour?
Wow, I don't know. We're playing a lot bigger rooms on this tour. There's a lot more people. We're on tour with a band called Knuckle Puck from Chicago, who are a pop punk band, and they are very popular.
Oh, yes.
And we're also on tour with a band called Boston Manor from the UK, who are also pretty popular, and a few other bands as well. But because those bands are popular and, you know, we tend to play to a lot of people every night.
New fans.
Yeah, that's the whole intention is to go play with them and try to make some new fans, try to, you know, build our reputation a little bit. And but yeah, playing to basically a sea of people every night
That's great.
Really
that's
cool.
When you crowd surf, at least someone's there
yeah,
to catch you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the cool thing about it. There's been people the like running and jumping off the stage and like crowd surfing. And, like, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Into the pit. So are you guys doing festivals and the typical summer tour schedule?
I think we're actually headlining a festival over the summer.
I don't know if it's announced.
Yeah, it's not announced. Oh, yet, so I don't know.
We're
if
breaking
I...
news right now.
But yeah, we've been trying to do festivals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We're taking the summer off to kind of write for a little bit because we've been on tour now for
forever,
a really long time. Basically, since the album came out.
Yes.
So, we just got back from the UK and Germany, which was a lot of fun. It was our second time there.
Wow.
We got home. We flew home from that.
Had like 10 days.
Had
here.
Like 9 or 10 days at home, and it was right out back to this tour, which is a 6-week tour. So, we're going to take some time off after this one, I think, kind of rest up and write a little bit. And
definitely.
Then over the summer, we're going to do a couple shows at like festivals and stuff like that. We actually just announced recently that we're playing a festival with Newfound Glory in Franklin, Tennessee.
Breakfast Fest.
Yeah, it's called Breakfest. So it's actually a festival that takes place in the morning. And like they have a bunch of breakfast places come and like serve coffee and get
pancakes and free throw.
Yeah.
The best combination.
I think it'll be the earliest show we've ever played.
Oh, definitely. It'll be like 9 a.m.
I was going to ask about international touring, but you just said that you've been to Germany and whatnot. So what's that like? What are the crowds responding like to punk, you know, emo punk from America?
In the UK, it's quite the same as here in the States, but in places like France and some places in Germany, it's a little different because they'll watch and they watch and see it as like a performance art. So they don't go as crazy and like there's not like a mosh pit or anything like that. They're just kind of watching, and then after you play a song, it's like a little clap, you know. And
listeners.
And then at the end of the set, there's like a big round of applause, and everybody's like, "Oh, it was so good," you know. Like I can't do a German accent,
I just didn't talk while we were there.
But they'll like be like, "Oh, that was amazing," and I'm thinking in my head, I was like, "Nobody was going crazy." I'm used to like punk rock shows,
where people
are like stage diving and like, you know, rock it out and like you know, running in a circle pit kind of thing. I really love international touring because it's just nice to see the world. You know, we're doing something that kind of started, like I said, with a few beers and a few ideas in my basement, and now we get to travel the world because of it.
And a lot of people get to see a different kind of American music, different genre, different art form, get exposed to it. Some people, you know, this is the first exposure to American music that they're having when they come out to see you at a club or a venue. So any plans for future international touring? We're reaching 100 countries right now.
We don't have any set in stone plans, but there's definitely like plans in the works for future international touring. I really hope to go to Japan someday.
Same. That'd be super nice.
We really want to do Australia and Japan. Mm-hmm. Also, the scenes there for our kind of music are like pretty good. So
right.
We would love to do that. Also, Japan is just one I really want to knock off my bucket list.
But we have affiliates in both.
Nice.
We're on in Japan.
Awesome.
We're on China. We're on in many parts of the world.
Yeah, so if anybody hears us in Japan.
We'll Australia, I know, are listening too. New Zealand. So
if anybody in Australia and Japan hears us and really wants to see us.
Where can they find you? I mean, your website?
Yeah, you can find us on any, basically on any, like, streaming platform or anything like that. The Spotify's, the Apple Music's, you know, that kind of stuff. You can find us on YouTube. That's an easy way. We have Twitter. We have any social media platform you can imagine. We are available and we'll talk to you on.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that some of your music is politically motivated. You've recorded or written songs that with a political overtones to
them. Yeah, occasionally. Sometimes I'll go in the political sense more. Mm-hmm. It's more like just like with the mental health thing. But it's been quite some time since I've written like an actual political song. Mm-hmm. I have my political ideals, but I feel like our music, since it's so emotional, is a little bit set more towards like talking about emotional things.
Right.
When, I'll write a political song if I get emotional about it.
Because right now it seems like this is, I mean, there was a time that it kind of goes in waves and, you know, peaks and valleys, and it comes back and it's all that. But now with, you know, the young people, because of the tragedies that have occurred in high schools, because of gun violence, there's marches, there's things going on. It seems we've got the attention of a large group of, you know, young people now.
I think young people today are becoming a little bit just more aware of, you know, of like the way the world is, like what's going on in the world and what's going on in our country. Internet, social media, things like that make things just so much more readily available. And so young people are becoming more aware of things that, you know, they used to not be like, oh, politics, you know, I don't care about any of that, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's like we see it all like right in front of our faces all the time. So we've become more aware of like situations like gun violence and stuff like that. We've definitely become more like, okay, this is happening a lot, you know, so right. We need to figure something out for this. You know, like I think this generation, that especially the one that's coming up now, are looking for a solution rather than look at the problem and they go, let's find a solution.
Yes.
And I'm kind of happy. I'm happy that people are motivated to change things for what they want, be it what it is. You know?
It's great to get the young people interested in politics,
yeah,
because, you know, that's a big, huge vote. And
especially here in D.C.
Yes, exactly. And you are here tonight for a show.
Yes.
And you're here, Fall Out Boy are here.
Oh, wow.
For a show tonight, an anti-gun show as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a big show going on, yeah, with Fall Out Boy and a bunch
I'm
of other
be
artists.
On the hunt to find,
yeah, maybe
people
we'll, yeah, maybe we'll cross paths.
So you got two emo bands in D.C. at the same time. So if you guys wouldn't mind doing another song, we'd love to hear something else from you.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to play this one by myself.
Oh, guys, sorry about it.
I'm
sorry,
fine.
We'll hang up here.
Relax.
But this song is, when I was talking about like dependency on alcohol and stuff like that earlier, this song is kind of about that, when I was going through the time of I was drinking a lot, and like just, you know, I was trying to find my way, you know.
Right.
And I wrote a song about it.
We all get called, lost every so often. And
yeah,
so this
absolutely
is about finding yourself.
This song's called Randy, I Am the Liquor. And it's actually a reference to a TV show called Trailer Park Boys, in which it's a comedy television show from Canada. And the basically like the trailer park supervisor is like, he's always drunk.
And okay.
He looks at his friend Randy and he goes, Randy, I am the liquor. And so he recently passed away, by the way. Rest in peace. Mm. But yeah, that's where the title comes from. And this song is called Randy, I Am the Liquor. Yeah.
All right. It's Corey from Free Throw.
Yeah.
Drunk in my room, alone again. For the second night this week, I call my friends, ask if they could come over, but they've got plans. They try to invite me, but it's not that exciting, plus there's bottles in my hand, so I just let them go. Letting go. Oh no, I'm letting go. Yo, can you hear me? Go numb and lose the feeling. Oh no, I'm letting go. Going sour, only getting out to go to work or liquor stores. I can't take this bout, so I destroy my liver more. Oh no, I'm letting go. Drunk in my room, alone again. For the third night this week, I call my friends, they don't care. Drunk in my room, alone again. For the fourth night this week, I call my friends, they don't care. Oh no, I'm letting go. Thank you.
know that's digging deep, and I know that there's a lot of emotion in that song, and most of the songs you write, because they come from a personal place.
Absolutely.
Which would typically be a very private place for most people, but you are in show business. You are on stage thinking about some very sensitive things. So I wanted to ask you, for the benefit of our audience around the world, where mental health isn't, I mean, it's not as discussed commonly as it is here these days in recent times. What did you learn that helped you to deal with the struggles that you faced? What could you, information or advice could you offer?
Absolutely. The advice I would offer is don't be afraid to reach out to somebody. If you're going through a hard time, and even if you don't have anyone to reach out to, I mean, reach out to me. Like if you feel so obliged. But it's always nice to reach out and have someone there to be a support system for you. I mean, that's kind of what the song is about, how like I'm almost reaching out to people in the song, you know, but then they have plans. Oh, come out. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm not, you know, they're kind of like going right back into a shell like a turtle. Mm-hmm. But definitely reach out to people. Also, it was really nice with the writing process to like kind of like break myself down and like look at myself and realize what I needed to do to help myself. It was kind of like a revelation. I had it like close to the end of writing that, okay, yeah, I have these issues and these problems, and I need to take care of them. I would definitely say just finding a support system is extremely great. There is especially here in the States, there is an organization for punk rock musicians to help them with their mental health while they're on the road and stuff like that. It's called Punk Talks. Shout out to my friend Sheridan, who runs it. She was pretty instrumental in getting me to finally go see a psychiatrist and stuff like that. It's just nice to find some kind of support system or find a hobby or anything that just like kind of takes your mind off of the things that you wouldn't want it to be on.
Right. Well, first is admitting that you need some help, and mm-hmm. then the second thing is not being afraid to find it, seek it, and ask for it. Because it's there, but people just need to.
And if you are afraid, just know that it's normal to mm-hmm. have issues.
We all do.
Yeah, it's not uncommon or anything like that. Like, mm-hmm. it's the realization that it's not a bad thing,
right,
and that you just need to fix something, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, thank you. It's been very enlightening. I've really enjoyed meeting you guys.
Absolutely.
And
it's been wonderful.
Hearing your music. You have a great voice and a great sound.
Thank you.
So Bear Your Mind is the name of the new album, Free Throw. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
On the road, Free Throw. Thank you for tuning in. This is Border Crossings. Thank you, guys.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.